Squirrels and Robots, episode 112. Thank you, Xavier, for the tip this week. Ow! Professor X gave us monies! It's just someone named Xavier, not actually Professor X, you know? Professor Xavier of the X-Men, not them. I don't think. No, it's not Professor X, though it's appreciated anyway. Thank you! You know, I don't think I would want Professor X reading my mind, honestly. Dude, no one wants to read your mind. I'd agree, you know, it's all Rule 34 and punk bands up in there, and, you know, gets a little bobbly in there, and you're like, oh, what is this, and wow, that's strange, where did this come from, and then you're like all angry, and also some J-pop is probably in there. Yeah, a bit. Oh, God. Anyway, John DiMaggio will be returning as the voice for Bender in the upcoming Futurama series on Hulu. For those who don't know, there was this big issue about money, self-respect, etc., etc., and they met some sort of financial agreement. How much? I don't know, but that would be interesting to see. I mean, since money was such an issue here, it would be enlightening for the masses to see what a good voice actor gets paid, you know, for self-respect. I can guarantee it's probably more than we make for the year. Well, we just did our taxes, so when someone finds out those numbers, let me know. I say we don't worry about anything and just eat pizza, because it's great. Anyway, stuff is moving along, of course. The usual politics, world at war, and all sorts of other human idiocy seems to be going on. So, let's talk about something else not dealing with human idiocy, which is really difficult. There's been some more rumors of a Beetlejuice sequel running around, again. Brad Pitt's, was it Plan B Studio, was kind of looking into it. So, that's where the rumors are now. Brad Pitt's Plan B Studio wants to do a Beetlejuice sequel with Michael Keaton and Winona Ryder. Whatever.
I don't think that is ever gonna happen. Well, I'm not gonna say never. Alright, I'll say highly unlikely. And Michael Keaton's in the spotlight now. You know, between his Spider-Man roles and returning as Batman, I mean, the next thing is Beetlejuice, right? It's one of his defining roles. And people love that nostalgia.
Yeah, give it time. Before you know it, there'll be a freaking Edward Scissorhands sequel. It's just gonna be a... whatever. The writer for Scream 2022 is looking to try to... I don't know if it's a reboot or whatever, but basically they want to put their pen to the Friday the 13th and Nightmare on Elm Street franchises, so... we'll see.
I would actually like to see a really good Nightmare on Elm Street, but I still want Robert Englund because he's the defining Freddy Krueger, and I want... It's Freddy Krueger. What did I say? Well, you said Freddy Krueger. What? No, I didn't say Freddy Krueger. I said Freddy Krueger.
Oh, God, this is going to be a bit. Can we move on?
I just want a really good reboot of all those goods.
Okay. Let's see. Crunchyroll absorbed Funimation, so everything that was on Funimation is now on Crunchyroll,
which is owned by Sony, who seems to edit some of their content for Western audiences do not like.
Well, people keep buying it, so enjoy your middle-of-the-road crap.
New Pokemon game comes out soon this year.
Yeah, there's news of a new Pokemon game coming out, and of course, the internet took hold of one of the starter Pokemon and dubbed it Weed Cat.
That's funny.
Is it, though? I mean, come on. It's like, no matter what it is, the internet just messes it up.
Well, I mean, the internet is not a place for nice things.
Yep, this is why I barely use it anymore. And speaking of stupids, apparently TwitchCon is going on this year for some godforsaken reason, as everyone believes everything is back to normal.
Yeah, you know, it's like, seems some Asian countries are kind of having a flare-up, right? And that usually sets the trend, right? And then it happens in Europe, and then it eventually makes its way back to the States.
Yeah, so, expect crap to hit the fan in about 4 to 6 weeks. Go outside while you can.
Oh, I hate that poop fan. Gets it everywhere.
I mean, I guess we'll see what happens, but I'm one for staying away from conventions whenever possible. I mean, people generally get sick when they go to a convention during non-pandemic years, so this is gonna get dicey.
Speaking of Twitch, every streamer is playing Elden Ring, so now I don't know who to watch, as it's all reruns!
Well, one of the people we watch when we can is Cheryl Sycora, Cheryl_Sycora. They're actually doing a fundraiser all this month for multiple sclerosis. I would support that if you have the extra money. Because you know what? MS is stupid.
Microsoft?
No, my God. I upgraded to Windows 11 and I'm fine. Anyway, so check them out. I will put a link in the description if I remembered.
You are terrible with that!
Yeah.
Let's see. Anyway, some more movies for horror folks. Aside from the Nightmare on Elm Street, Friday the 13th, possible reboots by the screenwriter, the original Candyman and the original Kraft movie are both getting 4K releases, which hopefully will look good, as the Kraft Blu-ray release was fairly mediocre as quality goes. Speaking of which, oi, I watched Critters 1 and 2 on Blu-ray recently. Those films look amazing. You know, they're very crisp and clear by comparison to streaming, which I have also done. Is this going to be another bitrate streaming sucks conversation? Well, it could be. Yeah, okay, I know. Blu-rays and 4Ks are better quality than streaming, but guess what? No one cares. People care about convenience, not quality. That's why fast food exists. Well, I mean, that's sad, isn't it? Like a Blu-ray, right? Yes, I know. Blu-rays are roughly 25 to 50 gigs. Easy. While streaming is like 6. There's a loss of quality, bitrate, etc. I know. Yes, but that's the public! Dude, the public has been brought up on low-res, poorly shot YouTube videos for the last decade. They don't care.
It is sad but true. They have been brought up on videos that have more artifacting than an archaeological dig.
Oh, that's actually... Wow, comparison with this one. Yeah, every once in a while, you come out with something that's, like, clever.
I try my shoes on every day. And sometimes they fit.
And you lost it there. It's gone. Oh, God. Moving on. Heavy Metal, that old animated weird cartoon, is getting a 4K release with Heavy Metal 2000 finally getting a Blu-ray release. So those into that type of animation, keep an eye out. Everything Star Trek has been pulled from everywhere and is now stuck on Paramount Plus. Everything Marvel has pretty much been pulled from everywhere else and put exclusively on Disney Plus. And the streaming wars continue, leaving your average viewer screwed.
That's a wrong tune, in my opinion. I mean, but, you know, conglomerates and all that. You know, Sony buying up anime. Disney owns almost everything, and more content blocked beyond paywalls. It's just... Ugh. I feel you two are very unhappy with the state of the world, and should be cookies. In your mouth.
Yeah, well, mate, global pandemic half the world is ignoring. Europe is all sorts of volatile right now. Climate change, and I mean, not much to be happy about, mate. It's a downtrodden kind of time to live in.
Yes, but I watched The Mandalorian, and Baby Yoda was cute.
Oh, God, stop. The Batman releases this week, so hopefully that won't be terrible, but much like everything else, I'll wait until I can stream it, as I'm burnt out on the batch.
Franchise fatigue, that is. Star Wars syndrome.
Yeah, dude, everything gets overhyped to the point of me not caring anymore, and it's so tedious talking about it, so whatever.
I wish there was less marketing for things, as I feel there's too much things being said about things that I probably won't watch or might watch, but then don't watch because everyone spoils it and it's unfun forever like Star Wars.
You know, I don't know, folks. Are you all just as fed up as I am with the constant news cycle? I mean, even simple things like movies and music have become oversaturated, over-sensationalized, and I can't be the only one who's like, yo, can y'all just make a movie, send me a text about it, and then leave me alone? Alright? I don't want political race issues in my movies. I don't want woke messages being thrown at my face in my music and videos and everything. It's like, yo, I get you're all super socially conscious. Guess what? I'm already there. Okay? People, start making content for, you know, maybe the rest of us that are actually civilized human beings. If you're trying to deliver a woke message to people that are freaking stupid, it ain't gonna work. They're dumb. They're entrenched in their views. You think you're gonna change their life with some kind of social commentary embedded in Star Wars? Get the hell out of here. Not gonna happen. Make good content. That's it. And maybe ease up on the marketing. It's too much. You know, I don't think marketers think there's such a thing as too much marketing. Yeah, but come on. Like, The Batman. I saw a trailer, was like, hey, I'll watch it when I can. But then it was like, hey, there's another 12 trailers and constant speculative articles, promoted tweets, posts, behind-the-scene pics. You would not believe what we learned about The Batman. Articles, blogs, VODs, interviews, YouTube videos of idiots speculating and or spoiling every aspect of the film because they torrented a script and decided to spill the details, merely for views.
Oh, and there's that bat pizza they have at Little Caesars,
which is just stupid, all right?
Boy, Michael Keaton had a burger commercial tie-in back in the day, too.
Which was stupid. I mean, listeners, when does all this crap stop? My God, when does media become good again? Or are we at the point where industry is just making middle-of-the-road content and then hyping that lackluster product is actually the product? You know, it's like they hype it to the point of giving it this perceived greatness in the minds of the dim-witted masses. You know,
Because there's been games, movies, and all sorts of stuff that have been hyped for years before it's released. And by the time it's out there, I don't care.
Maybe it was always been that way. A lot of marketing for something that was terrible with a few artsy things kind of getting successful too every once in a while.
Yeah, but that's the other thing. Games now, especially indie ones, are attempting to tie in some deep, meaningful crap in a standard platformer in an attempt at passing a mediocre game as some sort of eye-opening artwork of self-discovery. No, not buying it.
Maybe those games are really trying to be meaningful?
Yeah, well, try harder. Alright, I've said this before, but it all just comes off as some lame attempt to make brain-dead gamers feel enlightened because they played some generic platformer with quote-unquote heavy subtext. Give me a break, alright? You want heavy subtext? Make a visual novel and spare me the roguelike jumping around BS.
Salty today, this one.
No. I'm more fed up than salty, okay? I kinda want to discover something new and fresh, rather than having mediocre content being shoved in my face 24-7 with a crowd of hollow minds behind it, dumb enough to buy into it, telling me, it's the best thing ever and you gotta like it. If you don't, you're an intolerant prick. You know what? Maybe it is the best thing ever, but to you, because you have a limited view of the world. You haven't been exposed to enough art. And, speaking of limited, yo, American anime voice actors. How about you dilute the talent pool a bit, okay? I watched a Comey Can't Communicate English dub, and the cast is like the same four people they use in every English dub of an anime. Yo, get new voice actors. It's frankly freaking embarrassing hearing the same exact mid-range or high-pitched voice actor doing the same shtick for literally every character they play.
I mean, it's not like everyone can afford John DiMaggio.
No. It's like they just toss them in a booth and say, hey, be an annoying, cringy, high-pitched character for 2 seasons. And I don't know if it's the voice actor's limited range or the director's limited interpretation of those characters. But yo, it is just awful.
You know, well, English voice actors for anime tend to be pulled from a rather small pool of talent, while Japan has quite a large roster of voice actors to pull from by comparison.
Yeah, well, it shows. Fix it.
Maybe it's a money thing. Kind of like when they do government contracting, it's the lowest bidder gets the job.
No, I don't care. All right, because here's the thing. If I was a professional voice actor, you would be damn sure I would try to change it up with each character I do. I would watch the original voice actors for the Japanese version and attempt an English rendition as close as possible to those who did it first. They did it that way for a reason, all right?
Or maybe they just tell English voice actors to sound like that so Japan can laugh at them later. And they all sit around and get high on the couch and they're like, oh, let's watch the English dub of this anime and laugh at them. And they just point and laugh in a cloud of smoke going,
oi, that, you know, I would not doubt that. You know, make Americans look foolish.
Well, whatever. Either way, I've heard fan dubs better, okay? Fix it. And start paying voice actors money, all right? Please. You know, not for nothing. If it was a project I believed in and my voice was suited for it, I would do it for free, okay? Because I would try to bring the best quality I could for the people who have to watch and listen to whatever they're viewing. I can't just, my God, whatever. They have jobs. Congratulations.
I think someone needs a bagel and cream cheese. You're damn right I do. Stupid planet, everything you do makes me angry.
Would you like to watch something with Baby Yoda in it?
Yeah, a blender.
Wow.
I'm out. Later.
Good day, everyone. Thanks for putting up with this rather salty podcast.
Salt is fun when you add it to food, but itself not so much.
Right, later, everyone.
Well, great. Another week, another podcast where I have no real input. Fantastic.
Quiet you. We're having problems here, alright? We're all angry.
Whatevs.
No, but seriously, we need better anime English dubs. Please. I mean, pull some of those actors from video games and toss them in there, you know? Get some competition going. Up your games, mate. We can tell. We can hear. You're all sounding the same. All 6 of you.